This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do bad?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Doing my level best as we start the broadcast week. Actually, we started yesterday, as usual. We do that in, well, Sunday is our first day of the week, as you know. And in Toronto, heading home, or maybe for a pit stop before heading to San Diego for the Best Answer for Cancer. I'm looking forward to seeing all my friends out west. But in the meantime, as I redux through the Toronto event, we tried to get Rachel Parent on from the GMO issue. Certainly, you know about kidsrighttoknow.com. And she showed up after traffic. They shut down the highway on her. So we got her on today. And that's going to be fun. And Super Don, you're holding the fort in these United States for me while I arrange my return to that fair country that I love so much.
I'm doing the best I can, but there is a vacuum here, so you need to come home soon.
Is it the vacuum without me there? Do you really feel it?
Yeah, but you'll be in San Diego soon, won't you?
Yeah, I'm real excited because I've arranged with CV Sciences, our friends Stuart Tompkett, the Plus CBD Oil, that I get to broadcast a week from tomorrow, if all goes well, at their facility in San Diego. That's going to be so super cool because I'll get a real tour and I'll be able to talk in depth about what's going on and how they're producing it.
So you'll be going from the great white north down to the beaches of San Diego. There's two extremes, huh?
Right. Hopefully I don't see any great white sharks when I'm there. But
great white buffalo somewhere between one and the other.
Well, listen, Toronto, the people have been great. They love us, and rumor has it they might invite us back again, which is absolutely crazy. I just don't know what we're doing. Maybe because I got people breathing easier yesterday. I did not, you know, my first full-on lecture about lung health, pulmonary health, right? Asthma, bronchitis, pneumonia, COPD, emphysema, lung cancer, all of that rolled into 1 hour. And it was really fun for me because it challenged my mind. Because I've got routines and grooves in my brain that pattern into being able to do certain things that a lot of people want to know about each time. And so it was fun to do a whole new lecture in a different direction. It's not that I haven't talked about lung health over the years. I have. But to do a focused all about, this is everything I want to tell you that leads into lung health and how to repair it. I really had a good time with that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And we do get questions about that too from time to time where people are talking about, you know, how do I nebulize the silver and, you know, which nebulizer do I use and is silver, you know, going to help and stuff like that. It's an important topic. People need help in that area.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you, Super Don. Breathing's sort of an important topic.
Yeah, this is true. But it's not necessarily, because listen, if people aren't saying, I've stopped breathing,
yes,
please help me. It's, you know, it's how do I breathe better, or how do I repair the lungs or the damage that's been done to the lungs.
Yeah, and you know, we're talking about our longtime listeners now that every time I get a call or you know, a question on the website at robertscottbell.com about the lungs, you know, I don't Sometimes I don't feel like I have the time to go really in-depth, like a full hour on one subject, and maybe I should sometimes, but, you know, I'll usually go to the fun Latin-named homeopathic remedies, and I'll talk about bryonia,
and lobelia, right?
Yeah, and lobelia tincture, right? And all of this is on page 101 of the book.
See, 12 years later, I've learned something.
Listen, you've learned a lot, dude, a lot. But what was fun for me, and I'll just say this, the trips that I could take with people to get them there, to help them see, help all of us, because this was a journey for me, too, to see the interconnectedness between systems. For instance, when the liver is congested, why is bryonia a great remedy for the lungs? Because bryonia has action on the liver. It has many actions on the liver, and when the liver suddenly begins to work again, the lungs are going to be going easy because the lungs are compensatory in terms of excretory activity. Normally, you breathe in oxygen, you exhale CO2. CO2 is the waste. But when your liver and your kidneys and your colon are congested and clogged, the body's going to maybe throw it out through the skin. Okay, great. But maybe you've taken a steroid because you've been to doctors and it shoves it back in the body. Where does it go next? The body's going, where else can we throw the garbage? Hey, how about the lungs? There's a pathway out, and then you start developing like mucus, and you know, you got a cough that lingers after a flu or a cold or something, and then it becomes bronchitis perhaps, or even a pneumonia. You know, and of course I can talk about nebulizing silver hydrosol, which is appropriate and very, very devastating to the bad guys that are proliferating in there in a pneumonia case, like a bacteria, for instance. But whether it's viral or fungal issues, the silver can do that. But I really wanted to paint the picture for people to understand that the reason why the lungs are having trouble is not because you have necessarily weak lungs or they're bad lungs, but that they're compensating for a whole other series of misfortunes or tragedies because you didn't know what you didn't know. And so I got to really fill in those gaps of knowledge for folks. And just like, again, I'm saying this because for me, this is what I had to learn to understand why I had so many respiratory problems, sinus congestion issues, and it was all related to the liver congestion, the detox pathways, the constipation, right? The elimination that wasn't efficient through other mechanisms and excretory pathways. And so the compensation for some are lungs. And I got to talk about why different people, it goes a different way. So if I sound a little bit tired, it's because, yeah, I gave a lot out and I love doing it, but at the same time I'm sort of exhilarated with the ability to do something so new and comprehensive for the lungs that I haven't done in that way in a long, long time.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a change for you because, I mean, you've been an expert on the gut, right, and gut recovery and gut health for so long. So that's cool that you're talking about the lung issue now.
Yeah, one of the coolest parts, Super Don, was I don't know if it was a couple of weeks ago, we covered a story out of Australia, and the newscasters were stunned because there's a new development, maybe a new treatment for asthma, but it's weird because we're not treating the lungs. We're delivering a form of insoluble fiber of some kind, like inulin, into the gut, and weirdly enough, the bacteria are doing their thing to it, and it's producing substances that are reducing inflammation in the lungs. How crazy is that? The gut-lung relationship. And so I was able to point out, thanks to our good friend Paul Baratero and Echo Water, that what's happening is that these bacteria are suddenly able to produce the hydrogen that has always been an important part of life itself, as the ultimate antioxidant to neutralize hydroxyl radicals, the really nasty free radicals in the cells. And we're not doing that because our gut dysbiosis, right, comes back to the gut, where I have a lot of expertise and I lecture on, because of the microbiome that is imbalanced or, you know, inadequate. And we're not, of course, feeding the gut the right stuff anyway, if even the stuff in the gut is there. Good luck, right? So it was like, here's evidence that shows you that the hydrogen is really critical. And so until you've got that really working again, guess what? We can consume water that is rife with molecular hydrogen, the H2 that is released through the electrolytic process in the echo machines. And so people were really digging it. They're like, I had never heard it that way before. They were all going up to Paul and like, dude, this guy really talked about this stuff. And he said, yeah, that's why you're drinking the Echo water. So anyway, so that was another aspect of excitement because it tied in new information in a new way based on the science that's coming out that we had never heard from the scientists in this way.
Yeah, that's awesome. I can't say enough about all the different tools that we've got at our disposal, right?
Yeah, real empowering. And remember, folks, if your liver, your kidneys, your colon congested, and you wouldn't know that by going to a regular medical doctor, because their degree doesn't encompass, apparently, excretory function. It's weird to say that still. But their method of action is the, for instance, inhalers that, granted, are life-saving. And this is where the delicate part of the presentation when you're dealing with lung health. I didn't tell anybody to throw away their medication. It's about, you know, working with your doctor or pharmacist or allergist, whoever can work with you, on tapering down as you don't need those things in the same way. Because why? You haven't directly necessarily healed the lungs. The lungs, in fact, weren't the problem. It was something deeper. But when you address that deeper issue, my goodness, also the lungs, of course, were not being dumped on in this way. So you weren't having the same symptoms. And of course, long term with COPD, it might be more intensive in terms of recovery. And we are going to direct action like nebulizing silver hydrosol into the lungs. But there's so much more to do, whether it's, like you said, lobelia tincture, and that's long-term regeneration of the cilia that must be present as well to protect, trap, maybe debris, and, of course, for oxygen CO2 exchange into the blood. All of these things matter.
All lungs matter. Hashtag, right?
I love that. All lungs matter. We've got a new slogan on the Robert Scott Bell Show, All Lungs Matter.
I'm sure I offended somebody by saying that.
Right. Of course, if you offended a minor because you didn't say all black lungs matter, do you that's a horrible joke.
You know, that's a double entendre right there, you know.
Isn't it? So we have a lot of things coming up today. We look like we're going to have to do an encore of advanced medicine because Dr. Batar and I are heading out to San Diego soon. We're going to be together at Best Answer for Cancer, but there will be a new advanced medicine hour this week. Just stand by, hold your horses, so to speak, or hold your big German shepherds, because Dr. Batar works with them as well. But we have Rachel Parent scheduled to come up in just a moment. She wasn't able to be with me yesterday in Toronto, but we've got her back from Total Health. And there's an important bill in Canada about labeling GMOs. So stand by to get information on that for our Canadian friends. And we'll talk about other efforts to address soil and water contamination, the promotion of growing your own foods, making sure you've got organic seeds. And I've got great questions for Rachel. She's about, I think she's almost graduating high school. And this girl has done more than most people do in a lifetime in terms of activism. So it's exciting to see her again. We're going to have a great time. So stick with us, and then Super Don will be back, and we'll wrap up the hour and do some advanced medicine encore as well. So stick with us. Check out the show note links there, robertscottbell.com, the place for health freedom and healing liberty, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Say thanks to all of our wonderful sponsors, as well as the great radio affiliates that are carrying this program right now. Back after this. Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We planned to have her on yesterday, but she didn't show up. She blew me off. What's up, Rachel Parent? What did I say to you? Was I mean to you when we were together last year at Total Health? What happened?
I'm so sorry about that. I was late.
Traffic, right?
Yeah, no, actually I was speaking at 2 o'clock yesterday, so things were a little bit busy.
Yeah, no, this is great. I'm so glad to see you again. And the issue of GMOs, and for those of you who don't know Rachel Parent, she's like this young burst of energy and purity and beauty and just an activist at such a young age to talk about the issue of genetically engineered, I dare to say call them foods because they're not food anymore once they've been engineered this way. And you're still at it. I mean, from last year to this year, a year older, right? A year wiser. Have you just given up? I mean, what's happened in the last year since we talked to you?
This last year has been incredibly busy. We're working on campaigns all the time. And especially right now, things are really, really ramping up. There's a bill going through Parliament called Bill C-291, and it's to label GMOs. So we're trying to rally as much as we possibly can behind it and show the MPs that we want this bill passed. Of course, as we know, a lot of our MPs are very corporately controlled or lobbied, and this is what we've been fighting against, the fact that many of these MPs are not looking out for our health,
sure,
but instead they're looking out for corporate wealth and their own.
Sounds eerily similar to what happens in the United States.
Yeah.
You Canadians weren't supposed to be the same. What happened?
Well, we follow them too closely, unfortunately.
Is that right? That happens. Well, listen, I mean, the idea of labeling GMOs, to me, doesn't go far enough. You know, we've talked about this, the idea that unless they prove to me safety, which they haven't, and they haven't done real long-term safety studies, and why should we give them the benefit of the doubt, right? They try to, you know, criticize us for wanting to use something from nature and say, oh, it's not safe, you can't use it. Mm-hmm. It's like, boy, there's some cognitive dissonance. You know that term, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just major league. So you say it's C-291, a labeling bill in Canada. Now, your sense of the groundswell at this point, do you think this has a chance to pass this time?
We're really hoping it has a chance to pass, and I think that's why we're asking everybody who's interested in rallying behind this bill, and in reality, every single person should be behind this bill, because it doesn't matter if you're pro-GMO or against GMOs, labeling is good for everyone because you can decide for yourself. And so I believe that every single person, regardless of your stance on this issue, should be behind this bill. So if you're interested, please email us, info@kidsrighttoknow.com. That is our email, info@kidsrighttoknow.com. And we will send you our protests, our petitions, so that you can sign them and give them to your MPs. This bill is in 2 weeks. The first hearing was last month, and the second hearing will be happening May the 5th. And we're trying to get everyone behind it. You can find more information once you email us, and we'll give you all the actions that you can possibly take.
I was thinking when you were talking about whether you're for GMOs or against GMOs or agnostic, you don't know. You should be for this bill. I'm thinking the people who are actually for GMOs should be wanting it even more, because if you really love GMOs, wouldn't you want to, hey, look, it's labeled. Look, everybody, this is what I eat, right? Be proud of it. Own it, right?
Exactly. And actually, I went to a shareholder meeting with Monsanto
last year.
I was in one of the shareholder meetings.
Okay.
And basically what the CEO, Hugh Grant, said after I asked him, if you're so proud of your product, why do you spend millions and millions of dollars of your shareholders' money trying to go against our movement? If you're so proud of it, why not label it? Obviously, if it's so safe, you have nothing to hide.
Right.
And he basically told me that it would just scare consumers and there's no need because it's safe, when in reality, Monsanto, it doesn't do proper testing. It's only 90-day studies.
Right.
And Health Canada nor the FDA do any of their own studies. So we're relying on these corporations who are making their food, and it's in their best interest to say it's safe regardless of whether it is.
Right, right. So in Canada, can you find anything to eat, or is everything genetically engineered at this point?
Well, there's a lot of options now more than ever. And you can see as you're going through the grocery stores, a lot of our products now say non-GMO verified. And this is so incredibly important. It started off a few years ago, and now it's grown so much. Also, organic options are becoming more available to everybody.
Yeah, I've noticed that. It's telling me that as much as we'd like to see the government do the right thing, we're not waiting, right?
No.
The people are not waiting. They're doing, you know, their own thing. It's like, we're going to choose. And I think that ultimately is the power we have. When fewer people or nobody wants to buy it, even if it's not labeled, they'll find a way to only buy things that have some kind of verification. The only question I have is, will the government ban you from saying it's not GMO?
Yeah, exactly. And I think at this point, we're at a really pivotal time, and this is where we really need to start taking action and realizing that the corporations have no power over us. We, the consumers, in the end, have the power, because if we decide not to buy their product, how are they going to continue making it?
The power to eat non-GMO foods is yours. We're going to talk with Rachel Parent some more after this break. It's great to see her and have her on board here from Toronto. Back with more powerful healing and clean eating after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, if you want to learn more about Rachel Parent, kidsrighttoknow.com, kidsrighttoknow.com. We also follow her on Twitter. And what is your handle on Twitter?
Our handle is at Rachel's News.
At Rachel's News, right. And we love every time I'm on at the time and I see you do something, I'm like, Retweeting, right? Listen, there's good news here. There's young people with a lot of energy that are stepping up and saying, you know what, we can do things better, we can do things differently. It's not just in Canada, it's in the United States, it's in Europe, it's all around the world this is an issue. Our friend Jeffrey Smith has been pioneering this. You know Jeffrey, of course, for many years now. And, you know, the question about whose power or who has this power, and you say that we do, you do, I do, at the same time, a lot of people do feel disempowered because everything we talk to the government agencies, whether it be in the States or whether it be here in Canada, you find these people are not listening to us. So how do we feel empowered by that? Doesn't that like defeat? Isn't it kind of burst your bubble and you go, gee, what's the point of even trying?
Yeah, actually, you know what? People ask me that all the time. What's the point of even trying? And I've been in this movement for a long time. I mean, 5 years is not that long.
Yeah,
but
you're 73 already, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, but enough to know that it has changed so much over the course of the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. We have big biotech companies going to schools, brainwashing kids that this is the way to go forth. We have so many new products that are genetically modified coming out. The apple, alfalfa, salmon, potato. Mm-hmm. And it's all hitting us all at once. And it's so overwhelming looking at it because GMOs are not just GMOs. It's everything else. It's connected to rainforest destruction. It's connected to soil and water contamination. The bees and butterflies dying off. It's so much of a broader issue than just what we're putting in our own bodies. But when people ask me, what's the point in even trying?
Mm-hmm. Do you slap them?
Close, but not quite. I ask, what do we have to lose? And in reality, by trying to make a better food system for ourselves, we have nothing to lose, but we have so much to gain. Because at this point, I don't think that we can go any further down, but we have so much to go up. And
right.
we can create a better food system if we really do try.
What about the concept of growing your own food? You, that's the ultimate power, isn't it? It's like,
yep.
I don't even have to go out and buy any. Right? And I, you know, I have a garden back home. Of course, we have longer growing seasons where I am than here.
Yeah.
But I know people have greenhouses, and some folks or friends of ours up here have farms, little farms, maybe bigger ones. And the idea is we become more food independent.
Yeah, exactly. I started growing my own garden 3 years ago in our backyard. And during the summer months, which are short-lived, we grow all of our lettuce, all of our tomatoes, some potatoes. We grow zucchini, squash. I mean, the list goes on. And it's so incredible. You save a ton of money that way. For anybody who's interested, make sure that you're buying organic seeds and growing in good fertile soil. It's so important to get the most nutrition possible out of the food that you're growing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such an incredible experience, and I think every kid, especially kids, but everybody should have the opportunity to grow their own food, because it's not just about what produce you're getting back, but it's about learning to respect nature and the miracle that it really is. It gives you so much more of a connection with our earth and everything that's around us.
Yeah. Rachel, you're still in high school, right?
I'm in grade 12.
Grade 12. Wow, this is the last year then?
That's the last year.
Oh, my gosh. Now, working with the schools, I've often said that if a school is not teaching kids how to grow food, and preferably, obviously, organically, they're not teaching what's really important. Has that been embraced here in Canada, or just like in America, it's 1 out of 100 schools are teaching kids how to grow food?
Yeah, it's not a huge thing right now. It's growing more and more, and we see more schools starting to create community gardens through different programs throughout Canada. One of the challenges we do face, again, is the shorter growing season, so you can't produce food throughout the winter, and
right.
then in the summer months, teachers aren't around to take care of these gardens. So that's one of the challenges that have been presented. But I actually went to go visit a school in BC, and they grow almost all of their food during the summer.
Yeah.
And what they do with the extra produce is they give it to food shelters and homeless who need this food. So even if the students don't always have access to eating the food themselves, they're giving it to the broader community.
Yeah, what a lesson in life that is.
Exactly.
I mean, that's beautiful. Service and everything. Now, British Columbia is known for a lot of organic and earth-friendly kind of practices. Are they still having issues of GMO labeling there? Is it a stronger movement, do you know, from east to west in Canada?
I do know that British Columbia definitely has more of an activist point of view. Mm-hmm. And when you're looking at Ontario versus BC, you see a lot of differences in terms of people here aren't as into the movement yet. But I think there's a lot of room for us to grow in terms of here. And you can see even organic restaurants popping up all over the city in Toronto and all over Ontario. So I think we're getting there, and I think eventually we will be on par and we can work together as a broader country.
So if this is your final year of high school, is it true, the rumors, that you're taking an internship with Monsanto?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're my fave.
Right? Well, if we maybe we can pay her off, right?
Oh,
have
wonderful.
They offered you any money? I was like, I'll take your money and I'll use it against you. But, I mean, the idea here is for kids, like if youth, what do they do? What can they do in terms of, you know, you got to make a living, you got to earn something. How do we take this information and maybe make a career out of it? And I don't mean just purely in activism, but maybe there are businesses and entities, things we can go into. Because, you know, it's all economics. Just like we choose what we want to eat, that will support the economics associated with what we would like, organic agriculture, for instance, versus the chemical agriculture. Have you thought about those things and moving forward in the next phase of life?
Yeah, and I definitely think that for myself especially, whatever I end up going into when I'm older, I want it to reflect the work that I've been doing up until this point, because I'm not willing to go into something that I'm not passionate about. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking into environmental law, I'm looking into environmental studies, as well as journalism, mm-hmm. because I feel like the three outlets are a really great way to spread the message even further and be able to defend the right side of history, basically.
I'm thinking about the people out there, and these are mostly much older than you, that have been in the workforce for a while and only discovered this part way or most way into their life. Mm-hmm. And they're working for the Monsantos of the world, or they're working for the drug industry, and they're making good money. And it's like, you know, personally, I don't know how they can do it, how you sleep at night when you work for a company that does some of these things. And I'm not here. I'm not a guy that says I'm going to force somebody to do. That's just not my way. But I'd like to encourage them through freedom. But there's got to be something, the economics that support more of this movement, right? To look at that as well, because we know that the economics, the money, is driving all of this. If we make it not so profitable for them, then they switch.
Yep.
By default.
Very true. And I think that's where a lot of companies are really starting to see the benefit of going non-GMO and organic. Even we saw Cheerios, terrible example, but we saw them saying that they wanted to go non-GMO. A bunch of companies in the United States, when Vermont got their labeling bill for about a month before the DARC Act overturned it, all these companies were, instead of labeling GMOs, deciding that they wanted to go completely non-GMO. And they were excited about it. And I think this is where our movement is going, is that people are starting to realize that this is the way forward. Organic and non-GMO are the only sustainable ways to produce food in the long run, to make sure that we have enough food globally for everybody, and that everybody has access to safe, healthy food.
The health aspect of it, 12th grade, have you had any major illnesses? And, you know, I like to look at this, because I've raised my kids organically and non-GMO. I won't even let doctors get near them. You know, unless if they broke an arm, I'd let them reset an arm. Thankfully, that hasn't happened. But the idea of looking at your peer group and saying, can you tell health differences between the kids you know that are eating garbage and have been real medicalized versus those that eat cleaner, just observationally?
Yeah, I have a lot of friends who don't eat very well despite teaching them about GMOs. And how I look at it is everybody will take it in when they feel that it's right for them to learn. So I can't force it upon someone, but I can definitely teach, and that's what I do. A lot of people have been super receptive to this idea, especially in my peer groups, people switching what kind of foods they're eating and even making small decisions like turning from base cell to organic butter or organic vegan options. And so it's been a really, really interesting journey watching that. I know personally I grew up with allergies, and it was really difficult to...
Like me, I was the poster boy. I had 10 years of allergy shots.
Really?
I was raised pharmaceutically. I didn't know any of this until I was 24, then I switched my diet to organic a long time ago, and of course benefited from it. But
exactly. It makes such a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And I myself had terrible allergies, and I still have allergies, but I noticed that when I'm eating non-GMO and organic, it's incredible the difference that it makes, and I know a lot of my friends have experienced the same things.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, again, the living examples, that's why I said if you observe your peer group early on, like I was one of the sickly kids in my generation where there wasn't as much, right? Now it's almost like it's weird if somebody doesn't have allergies or attention deficit or, of course, even worse, the autistic spectrum with the vaccine issue, which has been a, you know, another scary government encroachment. Thanks to Big Pharma and these international multinational corporations, they don't care about us. They don't care about the country or our laws or constitution. So, you know, it sounds like a David and Goliath or a Rachel and Goliath thing, kind of, you know, right? Yeah, but you're not alone, right?
Yeah.
More
no,
people are coming
movement.
On board.
And I think that's so incredible. It's honestly humbling to be a part of this movement because we have so many people who are joining and realizing that their food choices make a difference. And actually, we have the March Against Monsanto coming up May 20th. And so I really encourage everybody to come down to the March Against Monsanto. You can look it up online and find more information. It's super important that we all show up because I know that it may not always seem that a march may make a huge difference, but it does. And worldwide, every year, the March Against Monsanto happens. And
that's right. A city near you. You don't have to be up in Toronto. It's going to be all over the place.
Exactly. Right? They're in cities near you, and I believe last year or a couple of years ago, about 6 million people worldwide were marching on the same day at the same time.
Right.
And it's just such an incredible experience to be a part of and to see the thousands of people around you who are all passionate about the same things and want to make a difference.
Rachel Parent, what can people find if they're new to KidsRightToKnow.com? Is it only kids allowed? Can adults go on the site? What would they learn?
I think we're all kids at heart, so you can definitely go to our website regardless of your age. We are open to anybody. We always need volunteers. We always need people to help.
Yeah.
Please check out Bill C-291. Again, email us at info@KidsRightToKnow.com to find out more information. We'll send you our petitions. We'll send you some information about what you can do. We're always looking for help.
I think you should ban old people. They shouldn't be allowed, especially if they eat GMOs. They shouldn't be allowed to come to the site.
Hey, you know what? Everybody has to learn it sometime, right?
Oh, you're so kind. You know that, Rachel? Your smile lights up the whole place here. It's so great to connect with you again.
Thank you.
Your parents are lovely. They're wonderful for supporting you. And I know they love you dearly. I see what they do to support your efforts here. So, folks, Rachel Parent, she's doing great work. Follow her on Facebook, on Twitter, wherever she is. And go to KidsRightToKnow.com. And let's all take down Monsanto. And until they produce organic non-GMO food, persona non grata here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, right?
Let's do it.
All right, Rachel, thanks for being here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thanks again to Rachel Parent for being on board. Remember, kidsrighttoknow.com. Boy, what an activist, huh? Super Don?
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. It's been a little while since we've had her on, but man, you know, I mean, how old is Rachel?
She's a bright light. If she's a senior in high school, she's like probably 17.
Yeah.
Now.
I mean, and there's so much that she's done.
Yeah.
At this point, she's done more than some people have done ever, yeah. You know, in trying to, you know, advance, you know, the knowledge of what's going on out there, you know, talking about things that people, you know, a lot of kids,
yeah.
I just made myself sound old. She's not, you know, really a kid, but you know, they aren't involved in that kind of stuff. They're more concerned about what's playing on their iPhone or something, right?
Even I haven't presented to a Monsanto board meeting, so I mean, look.
This is true. See, she's already one up to you.
Oh, dude, I can't keep up. I don't even know. Anyway, so no, but overall feeling good, and I think, you know, the energy of youth is great to be around, as you know, and we'd like to see more of those activists and more of those schools teaching them how to grow food. So. Anyway, great meeting in Toronto. Thank you to the Total Health folks, Antonio, Helen, others that really are behind the scenes there. And we had a great time with Ty and Charlene and family. The kids were great. Paul Barratera was a rock star, man. They loved the hydrogen information. DACA Detox, it was great to have a reunion. It was so much fun to find Ian, like the man who travels around the world, like where's Waldo, Ian Clark from Activation.
Yeah, we've missed the velvety tones of Ian Clark, haven't we?
Totally, yeah, I know. It's like, and I've got some interviews that we haven't aired from the event that are pretty interesting coming up. I don't know where we're going to place them yet, but I'll announce those. And it's funny because people will get on with me for the first time if they've never heard the show or been on it before. And they'll go, Robert, oh my gosh, you've got such a nice voice for radio. I'm like, dude, you haven't heard some of the people I've had on the show with me. And I say to them, boy, you've got a good voice for radio. Yeah, so it's funny. It's all perspective.
Yeah, no, it was definitely good to hear from him today. So looking forward to having him on again.
Yeah, anyway, so, all right, let's see, from Canada to San Diego, I'm looking forward to seeing all y'all out there. I think there'll be some reunions out in Southern California, friends I haven't seen for a long time, Dr. Batar, Tony Jimenez, Chris Barr, not a doc, man, he's going to be there, he'll be rocking the house as well, and I don't know, what else, have I missed anything in the U.S. of A. while I've been in Canada?
You know, when you get back from Canada, mm-hmm. we're definitely going to have to talk about what happened with the thousands of nerds in the streets in Washington D.C. and around the world with the March for Science. Great audio from mm-hmm. Bill Nye. We've got some good stuff with Richard Pan.
Ooh,
getting served.
Nice.
Yeah, so there's some good stuff there. So yeah, I mean, we'll cover that, and we got some Trump news and stuff. But before we go, I think we just have a couple of minutes here.
Sure.
I did come across one story out of Canada where, you know, have you ever seen these situations where the elk or deer will end up getting their horns locked together and they'll get stuck?
Yeah.
And, you know, the people try and figure out, you know, how do we free the deer from each other? Well, apparently up in Alberta, they don't mess around. There were these two elk that got hooked together, and they needed to try and find some way to get them separated. So you know how they separated the two elk?
I don't know. They called the paramedics. I don't know. How do you separate two elk or deer or whatever that are locked together? I don't know.
They shot with a gun and shot the antlers in the spot where they were hooked together and freed the elk that way.
Dude, I didn't know elk can shoot guns.
No, not the elk. The elk didn't do it.
Somebody else did it.
No, the Fish and Wildlife officer and stuff like that separated the two elk by shooting.
Yes. The antler.
The antler, yes, where they were hooked together. I just saw this.
Where's Canadian PETA? I mean, the Royal Canadian Mounties should be taken out to the woodshed for this.
I have a feeling the Canadians, at least some of them anyway, I know they have a tendency to be known for being very liberal.
Yeah.
But I think they like their guns. Something tells me.
I'm thinking, you know, I want a sharpshooter from a mile away, because if you're standing right there in between two elk that are like fighting to the near death with stuff that can, you know, spike you for good.
I
want to be far away. I don't know. Was it a handgun? You got to get me more info on this.
No, it was a rifle. It was a rifle that they used. Yeah.
So it was a sharpshooter, but they must have been holding steady. Don't move. Don't move.
Well, it was risky. I guess they were afraid that they were going to end up, you know, getting hurt.
Well, sure.
So anyway,
they stood up when the Mountie was gone, and they had a cigarette and said, "Man, I'm glad he wasn't a hunter."
Yeah, no kidding, right?
All right, folks, we got to take a break here. Encore of Advanced Medicine. We'll get Dr. Batar on live this week because we got a lot more healing to go as we head out to the Best Answer for Cancer in San Diego, California. Thank you, Canada. The power to heal is y'all's, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.